Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, People of Zion, you will live in Jerusalem and weep no more. He will be gracious to you when he hears your cry. When he hears, he will answer. When the Lord has given you the bread of suffering and the water of distress, he who is your teacher will hide no longer, and you will see your teacher with your own eyes. Is this really possible, we might ask? Well, what do you think the feast of Christmas is? This very thing. It's not beige Christmas movies or silly promotions. Who really cares about these things? It's about being able, in this life, to contemplate the face of God. To be with the solution, with a capital S, of everything. With him already in this life, beginning to solve these, beginning to wipe away my tears and set me free. He is doing it today all over the world for Catholics everywhere, in their prayer, in his sacraments, in the fraternal care of our brothers to us. Praise God for Christianity. Praise God he is with us. And that Christmas is a time for us to really re-choose to notice and receive this. No wonder it's such a time of great joy. Let us pray. O God, who sends your only begotten Son into this world to free the human race from its ancient enslavement, bestow on those who devoutly await him the grace of your compassion from on high, that we may attain the prize of true freedom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.